Architect Steve Carmina took the crowd through the process of how the building might look and how much it has changed just in recent weeks. The football field-sized five-story complex would stretch along Elmwood and then wrap onto Forest. 7 townhouses, 50 condos, 3 retail spaces, and inside parking for 155 cars. Costs are listed as undetermined so far. Carmina says the design will be solidified and to the city planning board late this summer.
During the rest of the winter, or through the first of the year, we'll probably have 2 or 3 planning board meetings. We'll have 1 or 2 public hearings with the Zoning Board of Appeals to get our approvals in place. After that, we'll be working with our client to complete construction documents and start construction in the spring of 2017.
Carmina says that will take the opening into 2018. The entire project goes roughly onto the site proposed for a much larger project, which failed 5 years ago with vocal community opposition. The packed house had clearly mixed feelings over the building, the height, the effect of the latest large development on the community. Bruce Sanders says City Hall needs to take a much larger look.
The City of Buffalo has an obligation to not only look at these projects in isolation, but the cumulative impact of the projects that are currently being proposed for the Elmwood Village, the Frisland Project, Simonelli, Ellicott Development, and Chase and Affinity. They need to look at the cumulative impact should all these projects be approved.
There are questions how this proposal fits into the long-delayed green code transition and why the existing buildings on the property have been allowed to deteriorate so badly without city intervention. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.